For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted with your headlines. Former Brown Deer police officer Devin Kramer is receiving $57,000 a year tax-free after filing for duty disability following the shooting of an unarmed man in the back. The officer wound up not being convicted of aggravated battery, and DA John Chisholm opted not to seek a retrial. In early March of 2016, Kramer and her partner were escorting Manuel Burnley Jr. off a Milwaukee County Transit bus as a scuffle ended up with all three on the ground. Kramer fired one shot between Burnley's shoulder blades. Burnley lost part of a lung and spent 12 days in the hospital. A civil case revealed that Kramer gets roughly $4,800 a month in duty disability, which is more than she earned as a police officer. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. The Wisconsin DNR has a new chief warden. Casey Krueger will take over the... Start again. For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted with your headlines. The Wisconsin DNR has a new chief warden. Casey Krueger will take over for the retiring Todd Schaller. Krueger earned a Bachelor's of Science degree from UW-Stevens Point and was originally hired as a field warden in Oconto and Columbia counties in 1998. Then, 10 years later, was promoted to Lieutenant Warden Supervisor of Park Falls Warden Team before rising in the ranks. Highs today in the upper 40s with partly to mostly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Christmas Day, expect highs near 50 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Thursday, highs in the low 50s. Friday, highs around 40 degrees. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted with your headlines. Former Milwaukee Health Commissioner Bevin Baker made headlines yesterday with a letter sent to various outlets saying, among other things, quote, "There is a concerted effort to misrepresent my role as health commissioner to be the only individual responsible for the lead service line removal and lead in the water concerns." Baker resigned from the position of health commissioner in 2018 after the health department failed to provide services for families with lead poisoning or document any efforts to do so. The Packers are the kings of the NFC North once again. On the offense, Aaron Jones regained his poise following an early fumble to become the key player with 156 yards and two touchdowns, including a 56-yard breakout run in the fourth quarter. But defense was the story of the game, with Za'Darius Smith setting the tone for the game and getting 3.5 sacks and 5 tackles for a loss during the Packers' 23-10 win over the division rival Minnesota Vikings. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Between 2009 and 2019, 32 small craft breweries opened in Milwaukee. That's the most the city has had since 1840. A $5,000 reward for a missing cat is now off the table. Robin Coleman's cat Cooper found his way home after being missing since October 9th. Cooper the cat lost about 5 or 6 pounds, according to his owner, but is otherwise healthy. Highs today in the upper 40s with partly to mostly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Christmas Day, expected highs near 50 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Thursday, highs in the low 50s. And Friday, highs around 40 degrees. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.